My name is Naomi Delavan, and I'm 12 years old. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, The Execution of Katie Stern, in which the villagers, who Katie Stern has helped for so long, are now screaming for her execution because, for the first time, she has performed magic openly. I say we get rid of this witch. Rain poured down on Jamie. We've sheltered this monster for too long. Maybe it's time for us to be rid of this horrid monster. A crowd had gathered at the sound of Jamie's voice. Now, there was a great cry of agreement. It was a cry from scared mothers, from impatient and angry men, from people who would do anything for that village, and who were about to condemn their village, their strong, stalwart and stubborn village, to doom. Jamie held Katie Stern with firm hands, pinning her arms behind her back. He dragged Katie Stern to the village square. It was a large, open place, and there was nothing there. Nothing, except for the people. For every person in Dearmad was now gathered around Jamie McKinnon and his prisoner. "Who here has a sword?" Jamie called to the crowd. "Who has a sword, or a dagger, or something that will take this pestilent witch's life?" Everyone was silent for a moment. Only a moment. Then, someone responded to Jamie's call. "I have a dagger." The person came stumbling sheepishly through the crowd, to stand, panting, in front of Jamie McKinnon. His name was Aidan McCool, and Katie had known him as a boy. He had been a timid and obedient child, always eager to please. Somehow, it cheered Katie to know that nothing had changed. "Why, would you be kind enough to use it for me?" Jamie was clever, but he was a coward. He was too scared to kill Katie by himself. "Just a simple, straightforward execution, Aidan. No reason to be afraid." Above the crowd, the thunder growled again, and lightning flashed somewhere nearby. Aidan looked at the sky, then at Jamie, and then at Katie. He was, in that moment, going through the kind of painful struggle that occurs when you must decide whether to act on fear or love. It is the kind of experience that we all have, at some point, but that none of us look forward to. "Oh, right." Aidan was racked with indecision. "An execution, I suppose. Yes, yes, I could do that. But, well, I could just, well, you might be more qualified."
"Nonsense, good fellow." Jamie had a fake smile stretched across his face. "You are perfectly capable of performing an execution. Why, once this horrible business is all over, you would be remembered by many after us. Everyone will remember you as a hero, the one who vanquished the terrible, evil witch of Dearmad." This was a lie, of course. Jamie was the one who intended to be remembered. The truth was, neither would be. Katie, having been called terrible one too many times, did the only thing that seemed sensible in that moment. She twisted out of Jamie's grasp, stood up to her full height, and smacked him hard across the face. Witches are uncommonly good at that sort of thing, and Jamie reeled back from Katie as though she had slapped him, which, of course, she had. Jamie turned back to Katie with something beyond anger, or outrage, or hate. It was loathing. Everyone in the village was looking at Katie with a fiery hatred, and some looked very, very scared. Again, Jamie lunged at her, and for a moment, Katie was too shocked at everything to resist. That moment was all Jamie McKinnon needed.
"Now, Aidan, do it now, you idiotic fool!"
Aidan, too confused and helpless to object, brought the knife swiftly across Katie Stern's unprotected throat. Then, all was silent.